I want to share with you a short 4th of July vart. So we'll say, you know, today is 4th of July, and it's exceptionally important for us as citizens of this country to recognize the importance of this day, to recognize that, again, the anniversary of the birth of this incredible country on this day. And even though, again, you know, like Rabbi Nachman says, L'chol makom shani holich alin holich l'eretz Yisrael, right? Or holich l'Yerushalayim, two different gersos of Rabbi Nachman's statement. The Jew is always walking towards Eretz Yisrael. The Jew is always walking to Yerushalayim. But that being said, we are in Galus. We recognize that we're in Galus. But we also have to take stock of the fact that it's an incredible and overwhelmingly, sounds strange, but bracha-filled Galus. That we are privileged to be citizens of this incredible country. This country that has given our people a life, that has given our people abilities, that our people have seen the built affluence like I don't think the Jewish community has seen since the time of Shlomo HaMelech. Proliferation of Torah like we have not seen in generations. Religious liberties like we have never seen in any host country before. And it is so incredibly important for us to be makir tov for these incredible liberties that this country gives us. Here we're saying, we're living in a time where the political climate is so toxic. And every single day the news is filled with how terrible America is, how terrible the president is. I want to tell you something, and this is a non-political statement. Whatever your views on the president are, a person always has to speak with Derech Eretz about the office of the presidency. And a person always has to speak about Derech Eretz, about the man who occupies that office. Because whether you agree or you don't agree with him, a person doesn't become the leader of the strongest nation on the face of the earth without an incredible dose of Siyata Dishmaya. Now, sometimes we don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives certain people Siyata Dishmaya. That's a different discussion. I have no idea. But at the end of the day, there must always be Derech Eretz. Like the Mishnah in Ava says, Li'olam have a mispalo b'shlomo shalmachos. You always have to daven for the benefit of the government. Shlomale me'orah, without government, who knows what would happen. We could disagree with policies. We could always disagree with policies. I don't think there's one of us here who doesn't believe that we need greater immigration control. I don't think anyone in their right mind doesn't believe that you can't have porous borders. But at the same time, I don't think there's one of us who could look at pictures of families being separated and not feel terrible and horrible heartbreak. Even if the policies are correct, which I'm not saying they are correct, not correct, the notion of families being separated, the notion of 2,000 children being housed separately from their parents is heartbreaking. Whether you agree with policies or you don't agree with policies, it hurts to see those images. It hurts to think that as we go to sleep at night and our children are tucked into their bed, that there are families that are actively separated. But we have to have incredible hakaras hatov to the country that provides us with so much, to a government which provides us with so much, even if we disagree with their principles and policies. The beauty of our democracy is that we have the right to disagree. The beauty of our democracy is that you could tweet, you could Instagram, you could Facebook, you could do whatever you want, and you could say whatever you want, and no secret police is going to show up at your door to go ahead and arrest you for voicing policies or voicing ideas that are contrary to the government. And you should voice your opinions, and we should be heard on whatever issues. But it can never come at our expense for our love of this incredible country. And one last piece. How we have to go out of our way to be makir tov for the men and women of the armed forces. You know, I often say, whenever I go to Eretz Yisrael, we always make sure to say thank you to the soldiers. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's easy. Why? Because you can't go 5 feet without seeing a soldier, right? Because the reality of Eretz Yisrael is that our wars are fought on the home front. You know, in America, you could go years without seeing a soldier. We have to understand that there are men and women who are fighting battles to preserve our democracy in countries whose names we could barely even pronounce. And we don't think about them, and we don't give a second thought to the military families that give up their mothers, that give up their fathers for us, to preserve our freedom. You know, sometimes I think that our greatest challenge as citizens of this country is, as the Pasuk says, Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivat, The pasuk says Yeshurim gets fat and they kick. When people become complacent, they become arrogant. We have become a shtickle arrogant. As the citizens, the United States, our citizens have become a shtickle arrogant because we're so used to our freedoms and we're so used to our democracy and we're so used to the gifts that we get every single day in this country that we forget that it comes at incredible sacrifice, that it comes with incredible loss of life, that it comes literally again through the blood, sweat, and tears of the men and women of our armed forces. And we have to find a way to go out and make your tofse if you do see a soldier. You know, sometimes if you go into the 7-Eleven, right across from like from where Dougie's is, there's the armory is there. So you can see National Guardsmen. You know, say thank you. Say thank you. Now they're going to look at you strangely because they never get thank yous. But say thank you. Police officers, again, the police, like anything else, there are good police officers, there are bad police officers. But one thing is clear, which is none of us are getting up in the morning and putting on a Kevlar vest. I'm in the Rabbanah Center. I should put on a Kevlar vest. I still don't put on a Kevlar vest. Right? None of us get up in the morning, put on a Kevlar vest, say goodbye to our families, and don't know what the coming day is going to hold. You know, there are men and women in blue who every single day do that. For what purpose? To protect us. Are they perfect? Nothing is perfect in this world. We're not perfect. The police are not perfect. The president's not perfect. The country's not perfect. But they do it. Say thank you. Say thank you. Be Makir Tov. We're privileged, Baruch Hashem, to go ahead and live in a country where there's a police force, whatever perfections and imperfections they may have. But that's, Baruch Hashem, this is the country we live in. Today on July 4th, you could drink your beer, you could enjoy your barbecue, you could take the day off, it's fantastic. But we're Jews. We find Musr in everything. There's a Musr in this day. Today is the day for us, Ribono Shel Olam. We're in Galus, and we're waiting every single day for Mashiach to come. But thank you. Thank you for placing us literally in the golden of Medina. Thank you for placing us in a galus where Baruch Hashem, we have everything we need and then some. Every right, every opportunity, everything we want to be, everything we want to accomplish, this country gives to us. It may be imperfect, but we are the people who always learn that you never define a thing by the imperfections. Our avod is always to look for the beauty, for the godless, even in the midst of the sea of the imperfections. We have to find a way to express our hakara satov to our elected officials, to our military, to our police, recognizing and doing whatever we can in our own way to remedy the imperfections, but ultimately saying thank you for all of their mesiras nefesh, which gives us the great daily lives we have in the United States of America. So we hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue to shower His bracha upon this incredible country, but we hope that Emirat Hashem, the car of Mashiach, will come. And we zoch Emirat Hashem to go.